Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Honestly, the only good bit of the N3 highway is the two lanes between London Road and Modderfontein at the moment. The R21 and northbound from the airport back towards Pretoria is at an absolute standstill, and everything in and out of the Buccleuch interchange, horrendous. Northbound on the Mike 1 is queuing from Melrose Arch.
Die departement van Binnelandse Sake verleng sy kantoorure daagliks met 2 uur vandag tot 20 Desember. Kantore sal nou om 6 uur saans sluit in plaas van 4 uur die middag om kliënte oor die feestyd by te staan. Die verlengde ure geld ook van 2 tot 5 Januarie. En polisie in Kenya vuur traangas op 'n vreedsame betoging teen vrouemoord. Mensregte groepe dui aan dat 'n aantal betogers reeds in hegtenis geneem is. Robert Cameron van Fisher Dugmore Securities vertel ons van plaaslike markte.
Ons plaaslike mark verhandel negatief vandag, maar af van sy laagtepunt af, soos optimisme begin afneem oor gister se ekonomiese stimulusplanne uit China, wat veral die mynbouaandele ondersteun het. Die indeks vir alle aandele is op hierdie stadium se 0,4% swakker. Wisselkoerse die rand is so 0,5% swakker teen die Amerikaanse dollar en die Britse pond 0,3% swakker teenoor die euro. Goud is 1,1% sterker terwyl Brent olie effens swakker verhandel. Die platinumprys op hierdie stadium se 0,7% swakker op $939 ons.
En dan kyk ons na maatskappynuus.
Thungela uitgekom met 'n positiewe opdatering. Hulle sê dat hulle het meer steenkool gemyn as verwag in beide Suid-Afrika en Australië en wys ook daarop dat Transnet 'n verbeterde prestasie getoon het om sy produk by die hawens uit te kry. Thungela se aandeleprys sluit 4% hoër op R127.90. Ons kyk na ander aandele, Naspers so 1,1% swakker, so ook Richemont 1,1% af, Glencore 2,4% af, African Rainbow Minerals 3,6% swakker en First Rand 0,6% op.
$1 kos R17.85, €18 $18.76, een pond $22.73. Goud verhandel teen $2,689.61 per fynons en Brent ru-olie teen $0.72 per vat. Ek is Emiel Pienaar, meer nuus om 6.
The sport is brought to you by Superbets. Know your sport better than anyone else? Prove it at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
Well, we start off with a bit of news from the live cricket action that's happening at Kingsmead in Durban, where South Africa are playing against Pakistan in the first T20 international. South African captain Hendrik Claassen won the toss and he elected to bat first. So the Proteas are going to be batting at about 6 o'clock in the evening. And Cricket South Africa has announced the Protea women's squad for the historic one-off test against England. It's scheduled to take place at the Mangaung Oval in Bloemfontein from the 15th to the 18th of December. And the 15-player squad features one change from the group that's currently competing in the ICC Women's Championship One Day International Series. Dumis Kukuna of the DP World Lions replaces Ayabonga Kaka, who is no longer a part of the longer format setup. And in the big news story of the day, Mamelodi Sundowns have officially appointed Mikel Cardoso as their new head coach, ushering in a new era for the Tshwane Giants. The Portuguese tactician last managed Esperance de Tunis, and he brings a wealth of experience with him as well, and a tactical approach that'll make him well suited to lead the club into the future. According to Sundowns, the 52-year-old has the task of ensuring that Downs maintain their dominance in SA football while also advancing their continental ambitions. And after decades of unsuccessful bids, Morocco will finally achieve their long-cherished dream of hosting the FIFA World Cup. That's going to be in 2030 alongside Spain and Portugal. FIFA is set to formally ratify the trio's candidacy on Wednesday. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Take your day for a spin with Superbets and play Vegas slots with exciting games.